This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We bring in Dave Lennon from Newsday. Hey, Dave, was that a little bit of an overpromise?
No, I don't think so. I think that was, I'll try to be up to the task. I was just going to suggest that I think the Jets and Giants had pretty promising preseason openers this past weekend, right?
Absolutely. So, I came on with that in my opening to say that rarely would you expect that two teams that collectively won, two football teams who won seven games between them last year, that's the optimistic part of things. That's how bad it's going for New York baseball right now.
Can they stay relevant until Halloween? They can kind of carry the torch.
Yeah, maybe.
If the baseball teams don't make the playoffs.
So. Right. Well, let's start with that big picture. Is which New York team are you more worried about right now when it comes to making the postseason?
I think probably the Yankees. I mean, I think they're the ones in the most precarious spot now, just because for two reasons. One, they really can't get out of their own way at the moment. They're really doing nothing right. If there was something you could cling to that they were doing successfully on the field, you could think maybe that would be a spark to ignite them. But they've really been bad in every phase, in all the phases of the game right now. So the one thing they do have going for them, and people can flip this around if they want, but I think they have maybe the fourth easiest schedule remaining.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I think their opponents combined for, I don't know, maybe a 480 winning percentage the rest of the way. But those teams are probably looking at the Yankees, too, and saying, oh, look, we have the Yankees on our schedule the rest of the way. There's three easy wins or, you know, six easy wins. So, you know, the way they're playing right now. And listen, they're only a half game ahead of the Guardians, a team with a third of their payroll, two of their relievers be investigated for gambling, and a team that sold at the trade deadline.
Right.
You know, Cleveland
essentially was not trying. They
right.
stopped trying to make the postseason. They were sellers. And yes, their payroll is $200 million less than the Yankees. The Yankees were buyers, big time buyers at the deadline. And yet Cleveland is a half game behind them.
I mean, for those that watched the post game, and I was at the game today, mm-hmm. when we were talking to Boone afterwards. And when he was saying, you know, he was saying, well, we're in a playoff spot now and, you know, we're in control of our destiny and stuff. And then he corrected himself sort of and said, technically, we're in a playoff spot right now because the Cleveland White Sox game wasn't over yet. And
right.
if Cleveland had won that game, the Yankees would be out of the playoffs right now.
Right.
They would not be in possession of a playoff spot. That's how precarious their situation is right now. And really, I don't know anybody who can watch this team right now and feel confident about what they can do over these next couple months. And we mentioned that the winning percentage of the teams ahead. I mean, they have the White Sox. The White Sox have actually played pretty decent, you know, with a lot of their young players as of late. So, you know, the Yankees are going to have basically a hard time beating anybody at this point, except for maybe the Twins, who come into town next.
What do you make of Max Fried, who was one pitcher for the first 17 starts of the season, was in the Cy Young debate, ERA under 2, and then got the blister? He and the Aaron Boone and the Yankees claim that the blister is healed and he's fine. But over his last 7 starts is pitching to an ERA over 6. Is this something that went awry with mechanics? Is that what's going on with Max Fried?
Well, I mean, talking to Boone before the game this time and just wondering what the key was for him. And, you know, Boone said strike one and just had to get ahead of hitters more. You know, of course, in the first inning today, when Altuve came up, the worst thing a Yankee pitcher wants to do is throw Altuve a fastball because he's swinging, especially at Yankee Stadium. Next thing you know, the ball's 400 feet in the left field seats. So I just think Fried, it's been such a struggle for him. You mentioned his ERA over 6 in the past 7 starts. He's also only lasted about 5 innings in each of those starts, so he can't stick around either. He's getting bogged down in deep counts. He's been unable to put away hitters. His stuff isn't there for whatever reason. Maybe they say the blister is not something that's been a lingering problem. Did that throw him off enough that even now that it's healed, that he just doesn't have the same feel back? I mean, he said it's not an issue, but he is a guy that's really kind of searching right now. And for a rotation that really kind of needs that leader at this point, he's unable to provide it. I mean, again, you mentioned those first 17 starts. He was pitching well over 6 innings in those starts, too. So he's a much different pitcher now at a time when the Yankees can least afford not having that rock. And today was a problem. This was a situation today where you needed Max Fried to step up, you know, take the rubber game from the Astros, build on the tiny sliver of momentum you got from the Trent Grisham homer the day before, and take that into the Twin Series. Instead, he gave up 4 runs over 5 innings. It could have been more, and put them in a tough spot en route to a 7-1 loss. So it really was the opposite, you know, of what they were hoping to get from him. And now he's as much of a question mark as anybody else going forward.
The lineup I tend not to worry about as much. I usually think the Yankees are going to score runs, but they have games like today where they take a pitcher, Jason Alexander, and, you know, he's a guy who comes in with a 5.92 ERA, and then they end up with 1 hit off of him for 6 innings. How much of this do we blame the players, the approach, the hitting coaches? Like, you know, what happens when the Yankees seem flummoxed by a guy who, I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but is not an elite starting pitcher?
Well, I mean, I was having deja vu because I was at Citi Field on Wednesday and watched the Mets look completely clueless against Gavin Williams. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering what was wrong with their at-bats and that too, and couldn't figure it out. Today, I don't know. I mean, things happen. I mean, you talk to a couple guys after the game, they didn't say he was doing anything special. You know, they didn't have a good day at the plate. You know, that's to not have a good day at the plate and to go hitless into the 6th inning, you know, that's an extreme. And I can't help but think those guys just kind of question him because of a confidence, you know, a crisis of confidence right now. Baseball is a very difficult game. I think when you're not confident, it's very tough to get that momentum back. I asked Judge about that after the game today. I mean, does it get hard to kind of summon that when you guys are going as bad as you have been? And he paused for a while before answering, and he said, no, I mean, I think we're still a really confident bunch, but we're not doing our jobs. You know, we're not doing the little things we need to do to win games. And he meant across the board, defensively, starting pitching, relief pitching, offensively himself, who's only 3-for-15 with no extra base hits since he came off the IL on Tuesday in Texas. So It's just across the board. I mean, you talk about a team struggling offensively. They shouldn't. You know, they have guys that have been on good streaks this year. I mean, they have the best shooter on the planet, and Aaron Judge. Obviously, he was on the IL before. But Bellinger had been hitting great for them until recently. I mean, Grisham's been, you know, a very clutch player for them. You know, hit the game winner on Saturday. But there's some other guys lower down. Obviously, Volpe had shown some flashes on the road trip. Austin Wells has been a mess. So, I mean, Wells is your ninth hitter at this point, but you're still hoping for more from him. And they're basically a team that hits home runs, and when they don't do that, they don't win. And I think that was another indication of that today.
With all the mental mistakes that we've complained about with these Yankees over the course of the season, I was reminded, of course, with it being old-timers day over the weekend. And I think that we, you know, Derek Jeter was the captain and a leader on that team. But when I think of those teams, I think of Jorge Posada and a certain level of fiery leadership that was there to bolster Jeter's more leading by example, you know, kind of quieter leadership. And then you had Mariano Rivera, who, unless I'm remembering it wrong, I think he used to run the kangaroo court back in those days, and they would fine players and kind of police that clubhouse. You know, you know some of those players. You covered some of those players. What is it that this year's team is missing? And is it more of somebody like that, what, you know, a Jorge Posada or a fiery voice would get up in other players' faces a little bit?
Well, they certainly don't have any three-peats on their resumes, this group. So that's one problem with them. But, I mean, you singled out a couple players on those teams, Lori, but it wasn't just a couple players. I mean, it was an entire clubhouse of people that held each other accountable. And you mentioned the kangaroo court. You know, part of that is kind of fun, too. You know, it's not a real berating or dressing down or yelling or strict type of thing. But they did keep themselves in check. I mean, if guys weren't hustling, if guys weren't in the game, if there was a mental lapse, or if other guys were looking at their, you know, the guys at bats, or felt like they weren't playing like they should be, you know, they got in each other's faces. Tino Martinez was a guy who held people accountable. Posada, you mentioned, of course. Jeter was like that to a degree, certainly. I mean, even guys who were much more quieter and seemed like, you know, more absent-minded themselves than a guy like Bernie Williams. I mean, they still took a great deal of pride in playing the game the right way. You know, they didn't tolerate, you know, forgetting how many outs there were, which has happened twice to the Yankees, at least, the two that I can remember most recently. You know, they didn't get caught off first base on pop-ups and doubled off. You know, they just didn't, I don't recall, at least, it was a long time ago. Did they make mistakes? Sure. You know, everybody does. But I just felt there's a reason why, and it's not just talent, that you become multiple championship teams like that. And it has a lot to do with accountability and making sure everybody is playing not only up to their abilities, but playing the game the right way. And they had a manager in Joe Torre, you know, who was kind of the godfather in that respect, who those guys looked to. And, you know, it looked for, you know, guidance. And when he got down on them, you know, they took it personally. You know, they looked in the mirror and said, you know what, he's right. You know, we're a better team than this. And they went through big struggles. They talked about in 2000 how they lost 15 of their last 18 games, you know, before backing into the playoffs that year. So slumps happen. But when you see a team like this year's team, and you just see him making the same mistakes over and over again, and then you combine that with the performances across the board, and you just wonder, what's it going to take for that team to pull itself together? You keep looking for it to happen, and it just doesn't. I mean, so I was looking at a couple of these numbers. I know people have looked at these, too, from, you know, since June 13th, which is really the jumping-off point. I mean, the Yankees have the fifth-worst record in the league during that stretch. I mean, that they've played 11 games under during that time. That's not a good baseball team. So this isn't a fake, this isn't a case where it's been 2 weeks or a month or 6 weeks. It's been 2 months now where they haven't played good baseball, and they have about 44 games left to this point. There is time, but you got to point to the signs for me here that signal that this is capable of turning around.
Speaking of playing poor baseball since June 13th, I bring you Exhibit B, the New York Mets. Also struggling. So question for you. Which are you more concerned about for the Mets in terms of trying to turn around their tailspin? Are you more concerned about the lineup and the struggles of some of their key players from an offensive standpoint? Or are you more concerned about the lack of starting pitching?
Well, you know, we didn't get into this, but it's funny that these teams have the same issues. Mm-hmm. Now, I mean, you talk about the starting pitching. When the starting pitching can't give you five innings, yep. which I think a Yankee starter hasn't gone six innings for 10 starts now, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
In the Mets case, it's the same problem. And if the starting pitching can't get you deep into games, it's going to be a chain reaction with the bullpen. And I don't care who you have down in the bullpen at this point. Yeah, they can do it in short stretches come October for the playoffs when teams ride their bullpen over and over and over again. But you can't do it for the 2 months leading into the playoffs. You know, you just can't, you can't do it for that length of time. And yes, to answer your question, the starting pitching right now is a real problem for them, clearly. Sean Manaea today was not the stabilizing influence they hoped he would be, mm-hmm. especially when they hand him a 5-0 lead.
Yep.
You know, they gave him a great head start to it, so they just can't get length from anybody right now.
Except David Peterson. They got one
except
starter.
David Peterson, yeah. Of course. And then he even had a rougher time last time out, too, in Wednesday's loss when he got, you know, no offensive support. So I think the rotation's problems are not as unexpected as the lineup because mm-hmm. we thought they were going to have trouble piecing it together. You know, they went with the quantity to fill the depth of the rotation. And now you're seeing the downside. They got the full potential of their starters last year. Mm-hmm. Everybody pitched to their ceilings. This year now, you're showing more of the warts of them. And I think that's going to be another issue that's going to be tough for them to reverse down the stretch. The lineup, Lori, I can't explain it. You know, I think I wasn't on the trip in Milwaukee. I was here with the Yankees this weekend. But before the Mets left town, you know, I remember Soto talking about it. And we said to him, you know, what's going wrong with the offense right now? You know, why has it been such a struggle with these, you know, talented hitters with resumes in the lineup? Mm-hmm. And he said, I don't know. You know, he just flat out said, I don't know what's going on. And I didn't expect him to provide a detailed list of the issues that were bothering everybody, but I didn't just expect to, I don't know. And I think that kind of makes you wonder, you know, how lost are these guys? You know, I mean, if they can't kind of scrape it together, there's nothing to do with it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
right now. They're past the trade deadline. The names are who they are.
Would you fire a hitting coach or two in the case of the Mets? I mean, we know the Yankees are not going to fire Aaron Boone in season, but for the Mets, when you look at these hitters and that they don't, and even their manager seems to say there's a problem with approach, would you fire the hitting coaches?
I wouldn't. Not now. I think it's late in the game to do that. I think we're getting to the middle of August here. I don't really think firing hitting coaches or doing that sort of thing at this point is going to give you any type of boost or change things all that much. I mean, it's up to the guys, you know, the Fab Four as they were, the top four guys, they either turn around or they don't, you know? I mean, these guys, whether or not these guys can hit should not depend on who's the hitting coach, really. I mean, they know what to do to become good hitters. Juan Soto, obviously. Lindor has always been a streaky hitter. So is Pete. Nimmo has been one of the better offensive players, not of late these past few games, but leading into this past week he had been. And the other thing, Laurie, is that they were actually getting production from the bottom of the lineup.
Yep.
That hadn't been the huge problem. So, you know, there's just not, you know, you asked me before I came on about what to do to fix these teams. There's really not a fix. You know, these rosters either figure it out and revert to the all-stars and the, you know, elite players that they are, or that's it, you know, or they just continue to slide out and wind up not making the playoffs. And right now, it's a coin flip. Yeah. the way these teams are playing right now.
Last one before I let you go. Mets made a number of promotions from AA to AAA, and now certainly if you look at trying to help that rotation, the Yankees got a shot in the arm from Cam Schlittler. It might only be five innings, but at least if somebody, compared to the way some of these guys are going in the Mets starting rotation, Montas is an example, five innings of, you know, only giving up one run or two runs or no runs would be a lot better off than what they're getting. Do you expect them to turn to the minor leagues soon?
Yeah, I think so for sure. I think you're going to see McClain or Sprout up here taking a turn, possibly even Montas' next turn. I don't really expect him to make another start. You know, he was obviously on thin ice when he started on Saturday.
He didn't even start. There was an opener. So
right,
yes.
Exactly. I mean, his turn.
His turn,
But the fact that they didn't let him start that game, I think really spoke volume. So, yes, I mean, they'll definitely be dipping down and getting a pitcher from there to give him a shot, because really, how much worse could they be at this point? I mean, they're not. We're not talking about, you know, reaching down for Paul Skeens here. You know, they're not going to be that type of pitcher. But can they be a guy that can come up here and I don't know, give them a solid five innings? I think that's possible. It's not guaranteed, but based on the way things are going with the rest of the guys in the rotation, it's worth a shot. And that's really one of the only areas that you can kind of use a couple machinations now to see if you can tweak something and get a little better production out of it. Otherwise, you know, they are what they are. I mean, Laurie, we said both these teams did such a great job at the trade deadline, yeah, myself included, and really should have set themselves up for a big boost after that for the final 2 months. It's kind of shocking that it hasn't turned out that way so far. And these super pens that they built have been at the root of the problem. But you know, I think they're still trying to sort some things out. And like you mentioned, the starting pitching has a lot to do with that. You're not getting length out of the starters. That's going to impact the bullpen when you have to find a way to fill four-plus innings every night. And I think you're seeing both teams, the Mets and the Yankees, really struggling with that right now.
All right. Dave Lennon does a great job covering for Newsday. I don't think we solved the problems. I do think the Mets will look to the minor leagues, or they should soon, to try and at least fix something. And I probably would fire a hitting coach or two. But I think you're right, they won't. Dave Lennon does a great job covering Mets, Yankees, New York baseball. Dave, appreciate the time. And soon enough, it will be football season.
It will. I wouldn't give up on the baseball season quite yet. But it's going to be a white-knuckle ride to the finish, which more entertaining that way, right?
Well, that's true. And yeah, you're right. I mean, both teams could still end up. The talent is there. And the teams they're competing with, at least on paper, the Mets and Yankees seem to be at least as talented, if not more talented, than the teams chasing them. But we'll find out. Anyway, appreciate the time. We'll catch up with you soon.
My pleasure, Lori. Have a great night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.